Good morning, Dale.
Well, the big question out there, will Blake Shelton be People Magazine's sexiest man alive? That's question one. And then question two, what do you think?
Gossip Cop says they know he is, and they've been right many times in the past. The magazine will hit newsstands tomorrow. The official announcement should be made today. I think, you know, I don't know if alive. I think he is sexy, mostly because he's funny.
You know, a lot of girls say that about me, that I'm not all that, but I'm kind of funny, and sometimes my sense of humor overcomes my other shortcomings.
it really does in life, in general. Yeah, good. Yeah, you know, what do you think? Do you think he's the sexiest alive?
How in the world would I even know that?
Well, you could make it.
It's not
guess.
My thing. I mean, you know, Keith Urban smells really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, he does.
Yeah, I would lean more toward, you know, Trisha Yearwood, as you know, and I'd put Reba McEntire up there too.
She's kind of sexy. Mm, yes.
Yes.
Jason Aldean says on stage the night of the mass shooting in Vegas, he first thought a speaker had blown because there was a crackling sound. Well, then it stopped. So he thought they fixed it, and that's why he kept singing. When the noise kicked in again, he was starting to get annoyed, but his guitar player had run behind him telling him to move, and then his security guy ran on stage and told him to run. Wow, how scary that must have been.
That must have been just terrifying, and it makes me wonder, you know, in the future, if he hears anything that's mm-hmm. other than the music of the concert, if he's going to flinch.
Well, run, exactly.
I asked Tracy Lawrence that when I had him on, because there's a guy who's been shot four times himself,
yes.
and he says that you're so dialed in with those ear monitors that you really don't know what's going on.
Well, he's going to be much more aware than he's ever been. Garth's Anthology Part 1, The First 5 Years, is out today. The book has 5 CDs with 52 songs, including 19 new, unreleased, or demos. Garth will have a live Q&A on Amazon Music's Facebook page today, 6 p.m. Central. And finally, Chris Stapleton met his wife Morgan in 2003 while they were both songwriters in adjacent buildings in Nashville. A couple months later, he asked if she'd like to write a song together. 4 years after that, they were married. They have 2 children and, of course, twins on the way. I'm Nashville Cat, back tomorrow with more news and Dish for KF Country.